Kwe, nina ho kankanto cho keseche. Ni wichi ayem, nohok ninawak. Un nashiana tumo menetu, tabatni, wutu chikini sin, okumis, tabatni wuchi sepausu. Wusukati e huona, notas niwa menantionk, king nuta yu penteminok. I greet you in the words of peace. I greet you in the words of the language of this land, in my Nipmunk language. They are the words that were first spoken here for eons, and they are the words that continue to speak the language of this land, the water, the trees, the mountains, and all of us, but we just have to listen. My name is Larry Spotted Crow Man from the Nipmunk Nation, and I'm also the director of the Okitail Cultural Center in Massachusetts. And it is my pleasure to be here with you all today to do this opening land acknowledgement, and happy Indigenous Peoples Day. I'd like to say that first of all. And so with this land acknowledgement, I'd like to say that we want to recognize that this land that we are on, Old South Church in this area, is a land we are all benefiting from, is the homeland of the Massachusetts tribe, after whom the state was named. They have been stewards of this land for thousands of years. The neighboring nations of Massachusetts tribe are the Nipmunk, my people, the Nipmunk people, which means the Nipmunk is the word for people of the freshwater. And we are from the central portion of the state. And to add, I heard there was a marathon happening tomorrow. So you should know that the race starts on the Nipmunk homeland in a place called Magunkaquag, Magunkaquag, which means the place of great trees. In fact, 20 miles of the race goes through my Nipmunk homeland, which reaches all the way to Newton, or in our language, Nunatem, where we join the homelands of our Massachusetts tribal relatives whose history and presence in Newton is ongoing. Now, Nunatem is the Algonquin word meaning place of prayer or blessings. And I'm sure when you hit Heartbreak Hill, there's a lot of prayers going on. We further recognize that the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, in many respects, has historically been at the center of freedom, democracy, science, industry, education, that made the United States one of the most prosperous countries in our history. But unfortunately, it has failed to acknowledge and recognize the contributions of the tribes and has systemically engaged in removal, erasure, and usurping of tribal lands. We today, all of us, now benefit from the confiscation of native lands and colonial expansion, underscored by a Eurocentric narrative that has attempted to obliterate an entire people's history, culture that has spanned a millennia. Now, despite centuries of genocide, erasure, and starting in the late 1800s, forcefully taking thousands of Native American children from their homes to boarding schools mandated by church and state, many children died, and we are discovering these unmarked graves today, as some of you may have seen in the news. But despite all of that, our Native nations are still here. And with this in mind, and this day forward, we ask that you get to know the Indigenous people of your area and ask how you can get involved to uplift their voices, raise and honor their respect and sovereignty, and do what we all can to come together and make that change. And with that, I want to share this Nipmunk healing song as a way to bless and share this medicine with all of us. I'm going to be joined by my son here, Anoki. This is my second youngest son. And he's also an athlete in his own right. He's a two-time Junior Olympic boxing champion. And so I'm really excited. Thank you. Thank you. So it's really exciting to be here with all you athletes. And I was the dad coach. And you know how that was, being a dad and a coach. So, and my blood pressure is finally getting back to normal now. But very proud to have him here. And I'm so happy we all can laugh and be together. So I want to really wish everybody a wonderful and fun marathon tomorrow. May it be the best and joyous. And also considering this pandemic that we're going in, all of us have gone through so much tragedy and different things. And so I hope that this song I'm going to share can kind of help you and let that reverberate and give you that little bit of push that you may need going forward. Yeah!
Nina one, would you see? anthem. Nina want the anthem. Way yo, hey yo, hey ya. Way yo, hey yo, hey ya. Way ha, way ha, hey ha. Ya. Hey yo, hey yo, hey ya. Hey yo, hey yo, hey ya. Hey ha, hey ha, hey ha.
Hoo-cha! Good to bad, Mish. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I just want to say thank you to Nancy Taylor for inviting me here in Old South Church for honoring Native Presence. So I really appreciate that. And we'll have another song in a little bit. Kutabadamish, thank you all.
Good morning, and thank you. Thank you. I would ask and invite you to rise as you are able in body or in spirit. And please join me in the responsive call to worship as printed in your bulletins. Welcome to this sacred place.
House of prayer for many nations, home to all who come.
Welcome to this gathering place where none are turned away.
Friend and stranger, saint and sinner, the swift and the slow, the proud and the humble.
Come with hope or hesitation, come with joy or yearning.
We come from many places with many differences.
When paths cross and travelers meet, there is much to share and celebrate.
Oh,
Wow. Amen. So I am here to give you another welcome. So I don't know how you got here today. You might have run, you might have skipped, you might have sprinted, you might have marched, you might have hobbled, you might have strolled, you might have crawled, you might have rolled in. I walked. But we are so glad that you, have a seat. But let me say this, we are so glad, whatever way you got here, that you made your way to Old South this morning. You are welcomed here. We are a church that is inspired by the bold and the boundless and the radiant love of God and Jesus Christ. With open arms, you are welcome here no matter who you love, no matter how you look, no matter how much money is in your pocket or not in your pocket, no matter where you are on your journey, you are welcomed here. One of the deepest gifts that we have as a Christian faith is to be in community. And on this special day, we are so grateful to be here in spirit and the love of God to honor and commemorate the past, the present, and the future of our Indigenous sisters and brothers, and to celebrate and to bless the athletes. In this time of challenge, it is so good to be together. It is so good to see you this morning in God's house and in God's home. So we are here at the finish line to welcome you and to worship this magnificent God together. Amen.
Our scripture speaks about the stranger. When a stranger sojourns with you in your land, you shall not do him wrong. You shall treat the stranger who sojourns with you as the native among you, and you shall love him as yourself. For you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me.
Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware.
So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
I was just interviewed outside by a radio station, and they asked what it looked like inside, and I said, way more colorful than usual. You look beautiful. It is so good to have you back. So the Bible is clear that we are to treat the stranger as one of us. But to be honest, look at history. That's easier said than done. Somebody say amen. Amen. The etymology of the word stranger says that all from the French estrange, from the Latin extraneous, meaning not belonging, meaning foreign. Moreover, treating the stranger as one of us goes against the grain. It's not what we do when left to our own devices. On the contrary, our primitive instincts cause us to gravitate toward friend before stranger, to alike before different. We have a tendency to associate with people who are similar to us. Take a look around, Exhibit A. The phenomenon is called sorting, and we do it all the time, which is why the biblical mandate to care for, to protect, to serve, and to welcome the stranger is so challenging, so very hard to implement. It is, nevertheless, what God asks of us. Somebody say amen. Caring for the stranger is a biblical mandate because it makes us better people. It makes our society, our city, our town, our village, our nation a kinder and more gracious place, more God-like. Well, I have great news for you. You are in Boston. Amen. Amen. And right about now, Boston is chock full of strangers. They are everywhere. Psst, they're the ones with sweat-wicking tights and reflective wind jackets. I think they come from someplace called Adidas. I don't know. Anyway, what with all these strangers in town, I have really good news for you today. Recent studies indicate that talking to strangers can make us happier and nicer people, can make us mentally sharper and physically healthier, and are you ready for this? Can make us more trustful and optimistic. I don't know about you, but I could stand to be a little more trustful and optimistic about now. Well, it turns out that chatting with your local barista, greeting the guy you pass every day who runs the hot dog stand, engaging the woman carrying a box of chocolates, making eye contact on the sidewalk with passersby, talking with the homeless guy, striking up a conversation in the elevator, on the T, in the lunch line. These can make you feel better and make you a more interesting human being and make you that much more friendly and pleasant. So if talking to strangers is so good for you and makes you actually feel good, as studies indicate, why don't we do it more often? Well, it turns out we don't interact much with strangers because, one, we don't expect the stranger to like us. And we don't expect to like them. Ouch. Another study revealed what a psychologist has dubbed the lesser minds theory. The lesser minds theory goes like this: because we can't see what's happening in another person's mind, we tend to assume they are less sophisticated and more superficial than we are. So, for example, if you were to pass me by on the sidewalk out there, not knowing me, having never seen me before, you are likely to assume I am less sophisticated and more shallow than you. Imagine that. With all this in mind, a psychologist created a conversational scavenger hunt for her students in her psychology class. And the scavenger hunt sent them out into the city, looking for different types of people with whom to strike up conversations. Artsy types, people who looked sad, people who are dressed fashionably, others who were tattooed, anyone sporting an especially striking tie, and people in sweat-wicking tights from the land of Adidas. I just added that. But the results were overwhelming. Participants found it easier to strike up conversations with strangers than they had predicted it would be. The conversations they had lasted 3 times longer than they had predicted they would. 80% reported they had learned something new from these conversations. 41% exchanged contact information. Some made friends, others agreed to meet for coffee. One even went out on a date. I don't know what happened after that. Moreover, upon their return from this exercise, the students reported that they felt cheered by the experience, buoyed and excited by it, even exhilarated, and more confident in their social skills and eager to maintain the practice of talking to strangers in the future. Harriet Tubman was a fugitive slave who would become the most productive and certainly the most courageous conductor on the Underground Railroad. So great was she that she earned the moniker Moses. But here's the thing. The very first time she crossed the line into freedom, she recalled, and I'm quoting now, "I was free. I had crossed over, but there was no one to welcome me to the land of the free. I was a stranger in a strange land." So maybe you and I, by reaching out to a stranger, maybe we can make amends for Harriet Tubman's experience all those years ago. Maybe we can be to another, to a stranger, what nobody was that day to Harriet Tubman. So here's your challenge. I know you've got a little challenge tomorrow, but here's your challenge for today. Make this city better. Make it kinder and more pleasant by doing what feels counterintuitive, what feels unnatural and awkward, what feels risky and hard. Try talking to strangers. Pierce the invisible barrier between you and another. Chances are those others are no shallower than you and I. Amen. Chances are they'll respond to your overtures with equal measures of surprise and delight. Give it a try, if you would. Do it in memory and in honor of Harriet Tubman. Do it for yourself. Do it to make your environs more friendly and pleasant. Finally, do it for the sake of God. Amen.
Bye. Please be seated. Let us pray. O holy God, our Creator, from whom all beauty and breath and life comes, we gather before you again today to worship you, acknowledge your greatness, and marvel at your creation. We give you thanks for this land beneath our feet, which provides home and harvest and a place to race and run. We give thanks for the Nipmuc, Massachusetts, and Wampanoag people, the first people of this land. Help us, O God, to be of good mind to reconcile the mistreatment of this land and its people, and to serve those who have been displaced. We give you thanks for the glory of our bodies, fearfully and wonderfully made, and for all that they can do, for the breath streaming in and out of our lungs, for the movement and stretching of muscles, for the grand sweep of running legs and the delicate precision of fingers, for the delightful expressiveness of faces and the distinctive sound of voices, for the parts of our bodies we like, the parts of our bodies we wish were different, for the miracle of our bodies and their strivings. God, in all sizes and shapes and abilities, we give you thanks. For our city and all that it hosts of wonder and glory and hope, for the marathon, God, for Boylston Street, for Mass Ave, for the Back Bay and Mattapan, for the Boston Common and the Burbs, for the tourists and the locals. Oh God, thank you for Boston. We give thanks too for each one that has visited our sanctuary this week, the tourists and the unhoused, those who came to take pictures and those who came to offer prayers. We pray now with these ones who left their written prayers behind. We pray for the one who lost their mother to COVID, the one who has troubled finances, the one who is depressed. God, be with those who are sick and mourning and struggling, and those who love them. We pray for those who love and seek your guidance and protection for their families, who long for safe travels, for success, for hope, for happiness for those they love. God, bless our families. We pray with the one whose nation is at war, the one who is fearful of deportation, the one who asks for that which the world needs most, peace. God, grant us your peace. And we pray with the ones who simply came in to say to you, O God, thank you. Hear our prayers, O God. We offer them to you because there is no one else with whom we would trust them. Finally, hear us, O God, as we pray using the words that Jesus taught us, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you. So we're going to share one more song. This is a Nipmuc paddling song or traveling song. And this is a song that our folks would sing as they traverse the many rivers and estuaries and out into the ocean. As you know, moving around was a very important thing, and our folks here didn't have horses, so we walked, and we used the rivers and so on. And so these are the kind of songs that we would share. And so I want to share this here today to kind of inspire that same movement and kind of lift everybody up. Yahweh Hana Weh Yahweh Na Weh Yana Hana Weh Yahweh Ya Hayana Weh Yana Weh Hana Weh Yana Weh Yana Weh Hana Hayana Weh Yana Weh Hana Yahweh 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 Na Kini Yam Nu Wichi Nibbi Yahweh Yam Nibbi Kiti Yam Nu Wichi Nena Wan Chemoche munake, chemoche munake, chemoche munake, Yahweh na, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh na, weyana, 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 hayana, weyana, 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 hayana, weyana, weyana. Kitiyam nuwichi nipi yaweyam Nipi kitiyam nuwichi nenawan Chemoche munake, chemoche munake Chemoche munake yahehana Yahe, yahe, yahwehena Weyana, weyana, weyana Hayana, weyana, weyana Weyana, 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 hayana, weyana, weyana, yahe, yahe, weyana, kitiyam nuwichi nipi yaweya, nipi kitiyam nuwichi nenawan, chemoche munake, chemoche munake, chemoche munake, yaweya. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you all for, thank you everybody who's wearing these bracelets here, honoring the land and all you runners. And so you probably didn't realize it, but when you run tomorrow, if you're wearing this bracelet, you're going to hear this song in your head. So thank you. Thank you all.
May the Spirit continue to move within us, through us, and among us, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. The Gospel of Matthew is full of Jesus' teachings, and one of my favorites is, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. We could assume that Jesus says treasure, that when Jesus says treasure, he's talking just about money, but there are many things that we treasure. Those of us who have seen our children grow up too fast know that we treasure our time. Those of us who have been training tirelessly to run 26.2 miles know that we treasure our talent. These gifts, your time, talent, and treasure are magnetic. The more you share them, the greater they grow. When you give to Old South Church in Boston, your gifts multiply under the miraculous power of God and make it possible for us together to carry the radical love of Christ into this city. Now is the moment, siblings and loved ones, when we bring to Christ's table our offering. Whether you give in the plates that are coming around, via the QR code in your bulletin or via text, or visit oldsouth.org/donate, let us prepare to give and receive the gifts of God for the people of God.
Lift your voices to God, all ye people, praise the Lord, singing Alleluia.
Lift your voices to God, all ye people, praise the Lord, singing Alleluia.
Lift your voices to God, all ye people, praise the Lord, singing Alleluia.
everybody.
Alleluia.
Everybody.
Alleluia.
Sing together.
Everybody sing together. Alleluia.
Sing together.
Praise the Lord, singing Alleluia.
Lift your voices to God, all you people. Praise the Lord, singing
Alleluia.
Lift your voices to God, all you
people. Praise the Lord,
singing
Alleluia.
All creation,
together,
Alleluia.
All creation, together,
Alleluia.
Sing together, all creation.
Sing together.
Here is why Old South Church in Boston salutes the Boston Marathon, because it is the world's oldest peaceful international competition. Because unlike most athletic competitions, the winners often, not always, often hail from among the poorest nations on earth. Because you runners rarely give in to fear or pain. Now, many of you are far from home, far from your communities who have supported you as you have prepared for this race. So we'd like to offer to stand in as your community and your family today. We think you could use God's blessing and we'd like to help. First of all, if this is your first Boston Marathon, would you stand up? You can stay standing. If tomorrow will be your third, fourth, or fifth marathon, get on up. If you'll be running between your sixth and tenth marathon, get on up. If you'll be running between your 11th and 10th, stand up. All right. If you'll be running 20 or more, get on up. Let us see you. Woo! If I could ask all of the marathon athletes to rise as you are able in body or in spirit for the blessing. So just rise if you're a marathon athlete. And following the blessing, athletes, please remain standing for Highland Cathedral, composed for Highlands Games. It is for you. But first, our theologian in the city, the Reverend June Cooper, will lead us in the blessing of the athletes. Please look in the bulletin for your part so you can participate and find an athlete near you that you can raise your hand in a posture of blessing. Reverend Cooper.
Okay, we're ready for the blessing. So you have your bulletin, you got your part. Okay, now you gotta do the second part, and we want you to raise your hands in the posture of ancient blessing and reach over to somebody who's gonna be running so we can bless them together. All right, we'll make sure everybody ready. Okay. Strong and faithful God, we ask your blessing on these athletes who have come to race and compete. Keep them safe from injury and harm. Instill in them respect for each other. Give them the endurance to compete well. Reward them with their discipline and perseverance. Wings of eagles, may you run and not be weary. May you walk and not faint. May May God touch you with a wind that keeps you strong for all the days to come. God bless us. God be with you. Amen.
You may be seated. For those of you in the front half of the sanctuary, you're invited to exit by the doors on either side of the chancel here. And for the benediction, may the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be ever at your back. May potholes fill before you and pebbles roll out of your way. May your feet never grow blisters and your legs never cramp. May God grant you strong lungs and an easy gait. May the crowds who cheer you on and the families who love you and the colleagues by your side make you brave and strong and good. And may God who created you, Christ who redeemed you and the Holy Spirit who upholds you, bless you and keep you this day and every day, and let the whole church say amen.
Thank you. Go back. Oh, it's fabulous. Make it fantastic.